Romans chapter 6. And I'll begin reading in verse number 13. Romans chapter 6, verse 13 says, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." Let's pray. Father, I am so thankful for your blessings upon our church. I thank you for these group of believers, Lord, that love you and that love the work of the ministry. Although, Lord, I know times there are great difficulties and challenges and obstacles, Lord, the spirit I receive from this church is that they love serving you. And God, I pray that you would only increase that zeal in our hearts and desire to serve you and please you. Lord, please protect us from getting burnt out. I know that is not your desire and your will for us. Your will is for us, for the work to be distributed equally as a body, for us to work together as a team. Please help us to maintain that, Lord. Please help us to be willing to admit if we feel overwhelmed, Lord, or just need some help or need to release anything. God, please give us the strength to do that. And again, Lord, we just commit what we voted on. We commit it to you, Lord. Every ministry, every committee, every outreach, Lord, we commit it to the Lord our God. And we ask your blessings upon it. And we ask that you would empower it, Lord, that it might be effective for eternity. And for that, Lord, we'll give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, we see here this one verse, and I want to give you just a thought here before we go into prayer. But what I see in this verse, if I had to give this verse a title, you know what I would entitle it? It's simply this: God's Tool of Choice. God's Tool of Choice. It's just like we all here, you men, you probably have that one tool that you find yourself going to often in the garage or in the toolbox or right there in the laundry room or wherever. It might even be in the bedroom, but that one you go to when you're working on something. It might be a pair of pliers, it might be a hammer, a screwdriver, I don't know, but you have a place. You ladies may have the same thing. You might have a pair of scissors or a cooking utensil, one that you use nearly every meal. You go to in the drawer, but that is your preferred tool. That is your tool of choice. And even you can say that in sports. You know, people have certain gloves that they like or a certain ball that they prefer, and whatever the case may be, that's what we see here in this verse. God is talking about a tool. You notice that word right there in the passage. It's used twice, and it says instruments. It's used twice, and that is a Greek word that's used several other times, hoplo, but it means tool. And did you know that God has a choice tool that He likes to use? It's his favorite. It's His preferred. It's His chosen. Folks, do you know who that tool is? It's you. It's me. Now, I can't tell you up here today why God would choose us to be His preferred tool, because I know me. and the more I think about me, the more I'm thinking, Lord, why would you ever make me a preferred tool? And you can say the same thing, but the fact of the matter is God has made His children the preferred tools to use to reach people with His glory, to reach people with His love, and to reach people to show the message of Jesus Christ. He has chosen us to be instruments of righteousness, tools. This word is used in two ways. It's used actually as a weapon. And it's also used as a tool that you would say to build up things. And that's exactly what this list is. We've got paper with a bunch of names, but you know what really this represents? It represents a church who has said, God, I just want to be a tool in your hand. I just want to be an instrument, Lord. And that instrument was used in two ways in the Word of God. It was used to build up, to repair things, to encourage things. And it is also used as a weapon. It was used to battle, the word instrument that we see in the Word of God. You know, and I want to tell you, as we go into this ministry cycle, folks, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. You Sunday school teachers, you ushers and greeters, all the outreach, you nursery workers, those that are will be helping with dinners and receptions, and go across the board. You know what you're doing? You're actually just saying, Lord, I want to be a tool to help build people up. I want to help build your church up, Lord. I want to help build your glory up. I just want to be a tool that helps people get repaired and helps people get built up in the Lord. And you know what else you want to be used for? As we'll see here, that same word is used in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, where it says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God. That word weapons is the same Greek word for instruments that we find in this verse. So that you're going to also be used as a weapon against the forces of Satan. You know what, Sunday school teacher, when you're there preparing your lesson through the week and you're praying and struggling over that Bible lesson for the children or wherever it be, you know what? You are battling. God is using you as a weapon to fight against Satan. And it's going to be a weapon that's going to fight against your flesh. And you're going to be an instrument that's going to be used mightily of God, but there's a key element of this instrument. You've just got to be willing to let yourself be used of God. Let God handle you. Let God empower you. Let God give you the force. Because you can't work that up, friend. You're working in vain if you think you can manufacture that type of thing. No, you've got to be put in the hand of the Master. He knows exactly how to use His choice tools. He made us. He gave us our very DNA. Every part about us. We've been going over that with the teen boys. It's been a blessing. Hey, I just want to encourage you, church. Thank you for being willing to be a tool, to be an instrument, to be a weapon in the hands of Almighty God. And let the Lord use you. Let Him be your master. Let Him control you. Because He knows exactly how to do it. Don't feel like it's all on you, because really the Lord's going to do it in and through you. As you understand, you are God's tool of choice. What an awesome thought, what an awesome privilege. And we'll give God the glory for that. Let's pray. Father, thank You, Lord, for choosing us. Lord, in all our weaknesses and faults and failures, God, You've said, look, You're my choice tools. And I want You to be an instrument of righteousness. Not of the flesh, not of unrighteousness. And Lord, we don't want to do that. I don't believe there's a person here that would openly say, oh, I just want to be a tool in Satan's hand. Or I want to be a tool in the flesh's hand that goes against You, Lord. I don't believe anybody would say that. So God, would You help us in all of these ministries, and Lord, in our lives, in our homes, help us to be tools and instruments and weapons of righteousness. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.